There's a Gemara, a very well-known Gemara, widely quoted in Shabbos, Masechet Shabbos, Daf Lamed, where it says that, I think it was Rava, that when he would begin his shiur, he would begin with a Milsa de Bedichusa, he would begin with a joke, something that would make everybody smile. They would smile, and then they would get down to work, and then they would learn the Emu B'Yira, but he would always start with the Musa de Bedichasa, which I guess the Pasha Pshat in that Gemara, the simple explanation, is not hard to understand, I would say. It's a tactic that a educator might want to use. It's a hook to get the audience involved. If you just start off, especially if it's something that's a little bit boring, if you just start off with okay, it says in the Pasuk, such and such, so people might doze off right away. So first you say something funny, and it gets everybody interested and engaged, and you have their attention. Once you have their attention, you get into the real material that they came for. In fact, along those lines, I once heard a cute vart that one day you'll tell over to your wives, that somebody once said on the Pasuk of Pia Pasuk of Chacham Baseres Chesa Al Hashena, that because Nashim don't have a Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, when they learn it's Teres Chesed, meaning it's all voluntary, nobody's making them learn the Torah, never said they have to, so they don't have a Yetzirah telling them to battle. Since they don't have a Yetzirah to tell them to battle, because they don't have a Mitzvah to learn, so they don't need a Mitzvah to B'dichasa. So therefore, Pia Pascha B'chachma, at the Psicha, the beginning immediately is B'chachma, they start right away with Divrei Teira. That if you're giving a shir to women, you can start right away with the Teira, you don't have to start with the Muslim B'dichasa, because Teres Chesed Al Hashem, it's all voluntary, so they don't have the Yetzirah. But since men have a Mitzvah Talmud Teira, so we have the Yetzirah, so it's much harder to pay attention, much easier to get distracted, so therefore you have to start with the Muslim B'dichasa. Okay, that's a cute vart. But that goes along the line, that's working with what we will call the Pashup Shad, or the conventional wisdom, that what the Gemara says about Milsa D'Bedichasa is simply a tactic, it's a way to get people interested. And the Pachad Yitzchak, Rav Hutner, has a Ha'ara, that the Gemara brings this Milsa D'Bedichasa thing right after the statement, Ein Hashchina Sheira El Miteich Simcha, that you need to be besimcha in order for the Shechina to be Sheira. And then it adds, Amar Rava V'chin L'dvar Halacha. And the same is true for learning Torah. Meaning that also is Ein Sheira El Miteich Simcha. So the Gemara says that Simcha is a prerequisite for Limud HaTorah, and then it brings the story with Rava, that Rava used to tell, I think it was Rava, that he used to tell over a joke at the beginning of the Shir, and then everybody would be paying attention. So from this Gemara, it sounds like it wasn't an oratorical tactic for the purpose of getting people interested and involved, but it's a step in the Limud HaTorah. It was to get them besimcha because that works better for Limud HaTorah. There's another Gemara where he makes a similar diyuk. The Gemara says, Kim b'seres Hashem chefza. It's a pasuk and tell him, Kim b'seres Hashem chefza. V'seresa yege yom avalayla tilim kapitol aleph. Kim b'seres Hashem chefza. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah learns from chefza. Chefza has multiple meanings. The Gemara over there is interpreting it from the word chafetz, as in desire. Ein adam loymed ela mashali bechafetz. That a person needs to learn that which he likes. So if you're sitting down Shabbos afternoon and some people are learning Parasha and some people are learning Gemara, which one should you learn? Mashali bechafetz. If you, whatever you like better. Now, that, you might say, He brings an interesting mashal. He says, what's the din if you have two friends and they're both in the hospital? One is in the hospital with coronavirus and the other one is in the hospital with the flu. Who are you supposed to go visit? So Is there a din? If you look it up in Shulchan Aruch, it's not going to say who you're supposed to visit. There's a mitzvah to visit both of them. You only have time for one of them, so pick one. You can pick one. You can pick whichever one you like better. This one is a better friend. Or he makes more interesting conversation. It'll be more geschmack to go visit him. Avada, you're allowed to be mevakir mashal libe chafetz. You're allowed to pick whichever one you want. So by Torah also, if there is no din, whether you should learn Gemara now or learn Parsha, you can learn whichever one you want. But the thing is, by Gemara it's learned from a pasuk. There's no pasuk that says that if you have two friends in the hospital, you can visit whichever one you want. That's just self-understood. There's no din saying which one to go to, so go to whichever one you want. So if the pshat by Gemara, by Torah was also that since there is no din about what you should learn, so you can learn whatever you want, then we wouldn't need a pasuk for that. What it seems like is that it's not simply saying that you can learn whatever you want because there's no din about which one you should learn. It's for carrot. There's a din here. The din is to learn the one that you like better. The Mashal Libei Chafetz doesn't mean, oh, just do whatever you want, we don't care. It means see which one you like better and learn that one. So again, it's similar to the what we medayek from the Gemara and Shabbos, that your dafka is supposed to be enjoying when you're learning. So the Gemara and Avodah Zarah also is saying that there's an inyan that your dafka is supposed to be enjoying when you're learning. So if you have a choice between learning something that you'll enjoy and something that you won't enjoy, so Hilchos Talmud Torah demands that you learn what you'll enjoy because you need to enjoy when you're learning. There's a lashon in the Iglei Tal, the Hakdama to the Iglei Tal, which is a classic. The Sefer is a very Lomdish Sefer in the Malachas of Shabbos, but the Hakdama to the Sefer Iglei Tal, I think I remember hearing recently that somewhere there was a minhag, there was a practice that every bar mitzvah bachur was supposed to learn the Hakdama to the Iglei Tal before his bar mitzvah. There's a lot of Gracie Yesedes that are put very well over there. And he brings down that he writes that he's heard some say, he calls them the Toyim Miderech HaSeichel, some lost souls have this theory that when you learn Torah, the highest level of Lishma is when you don't get Hanah from it. If a person has a geshmak from the Torah that he's learning, then that's already Shaloi Lishma, because, you're doing it because you like it. You were supposed to learn just out of Avas Hashem, so it should be without Hana. He said he's heard people say that. He calls them Toyim Miderech HaSeichel, that they're straying from the path of wisdom, because the truth is that just the opposite. That in Limud HaTorah, a very big part of the mitzvah is the Hana. And I'm going to share with you his lashon. Liyos sus v'sameach u'misaneg b'limudai. That a person should be happy with his learning, he should be enjoying his learning. And then the divrei Torah get absorbed into him. You see, when we learn Torah, the purpose of the Limud HaTorah is supposed to be that it creates an effect. That when you walk away from the Gemara, you've been affected by it, you've been changed by it. When you walk away from a Shir, you're supposed to be affected by it, that you're now a more Torah dika yid. The Limud HaTorah, it's not just supposed to go into your head. It's supposed to go into your Amachi Varman, your Shasai Varim, Nivla B'damai. And for that, it needs to be something that you enjoy. That's what makes it Niskare V'loi. That's what makes it Nivla B'damai, that it gets absorbed. And the truth is, for the understanding also, if a person enjoys what he's doing, so then it goes into his brain better also. But on both planes, for the purpose of going into your brain, in fact, Rav Huttner, when he the piece that I was quoting from before, where he makes these yugam from the Gemara, and then he's Masbir, he uses a metaphor as follows. He says that just like in all the senses that we have, let's say vision and hearing, there's a medium that it travels through. Vision is by way of light, right? You need light in order for an image to be brought into your eye. You need waves, sound waves, in order for a sound to be brought into your ears. You need, so he says, in the same way, you need hana in order for a concept to be brought into your seichel. The hana is the medium through which Torah comes into your brain, in the same way that light is the medium for images and waves, sound waves are the image, are the medium for sound. In order for the limud haTorah to work, he's talking about getting absorbed into your brain. The Sachat Shavar is talking about being nivla bedamai, getting absorbed into your mahus, into who you are. There needs to be an engagement in the learning, a sense of that I'm doing what I love. I feel like I'm doing what I'm meant to do. You know, we say a bracha in the morning, Birchas Kriya Shema. We say we daven to Hashem, v'harei neinu b'sarisecha, v'davik menu b'sarisecha. We say the same libeinu bina lahavin lahaskil. We ask Hashem to give us the yata d'shmai in our learning. Same libeinu bina, you should put into our hearts understanding, lahavin lahaskil, that we should be able to comprehend, the shmai ulmo nalame, that we should be able to learn well, v'harei neinu b'sarisecha, you should illuminate, you should enlighten our eyes with your Torah. So we're mispal to Hashem for understanding in Torah. This is in the bracha of Ahava Rabba / Ahavas Olam that we say in Birchas Kriya Shema, which the Gemara tells us in Brachas Daf Yud Aleph is a backup for Birchas HaTorah. If a person forgot to say Birchas HaTorah, but he already davened and he said Birchas Kriya Shema, he doesn't have to say Birchas HaTorah later. Shekfar Yotze Ahava Rabba. He was Yotze with the mitzvah of Ahava Rabba. So the bracha of Ahava Rabba is the backup Birchas HaTorah, and it has this beautiful tefillah where we ask Hashem to help us understand the Torah. So someone once came with a question to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Came and they asked Rav Chaim, why is this tefillah, which it seems to be such an integral part of what Birchas HaTorah is all about. We're davening to Hashem that He should please help us learn Torah. He should help us understand Torah. We want Siyat HaTishmaya in Torah. It's such a beautiful part of the bracha, and it seems to be such an integral part of the bracha. Why is it only in the backup? This is in the bracha that you're yetzi with if you forgot Birchas HaTorah. But Chazal will mesaken for us a Birchas HaTorah. How come that bracha doesn't have v'seim libeinu, lahavin, lahaskil, l'shmaya? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky answered back that it does. You know where it is? It's in the words v'harevna. V'harevna, which means make it sweet. V'harevna Hashem alekeinu sevei serascha. That when we say Birchas HaTorah, we're mispal to Hashem that He should make the Torah sweet. That's where we're including a bakasha for siyata d'shmaya in understanding. Because the key to the understanding is the enjoyment. You dive into Hashem, He should make it sweet. Because if you're zeicha to appreciate, to enjoy a mesikus in Torah, then you'll have the bina lahavin lahaskil. You have the meirei na'ayim b'Torah. You'll have all those things that we're mispal for in the bracha of Ahava Rabba. Over there, we say it in long form. But the key to it really is the arevus, is the enjoyment in Torah. So you're mispal when in the morning, in the real Birchas HaTorah, you're mispal v'harevna. That is the inyan of understanding of Siyat HaShemayim and learning. It's such a vital component of Hatzlach in learning, of Steiging in learning, is being Zeiche to enjoyment in learning, of Asikas HaTorah. And it's sometimes, you know, it's some people find it elusive. Some people, you know, the time that they're in yeshiva and they're obligated to sit in a seat and open a gemara and look inside, it feels like there's a taskmaster standing behind them with a whip. and you know they just can't wait till they can get out of here. What's the Eitzah for being Kohenah this, to be Zeiche, to achieve a Masikas HaTeirah? In order to become a Talmid Chacham, in order to become a Ben Teirah, one needs a Masikas HaTeirah. So is there a way to find this for somebody that has not sensed it? So the answer is yes, of course. And the image that I just gave you of feeling like there's a slave driver standing on top of you with a whip, you think that's an obstacle to this goal. It's not. It's just the opposite. You need to go through that. You need to be applying yourself, extending yourself, working hard. The harder you work, and working hard means, working hard is by definition not something that comes easy. If it comes easy, it's not hard. It's through working hard. Look, we said that we're mispal for this in the words Vaharev No. Vaharev starts with a vav. And this is not just a spelling lesson, this is a tesis and brachas. The Balei HaTesis say this, v'chalikas v'shenim, whether or not there's a vav over there. The Balei HaTosfos say that it's with a vav because it should be connected to the previous bracha. Talking about the bracha, it wasn't start with the bracha to Hashem. Tosfos says that it doesn't start with the bracha to Hashem because it's not the beginning of a bracha. This is halacha l'maaseh. You know that when you hear somebody saying Berachas HaTorah out loud, you're not supposed to answer amen after Asher Kedushan says B'Zon Lasik V'Divrei Seira. There's no amen over there because then V'Harevna. Actually, it could be. As I'm looking at my audience, I see we're half Svardi here. If I have in the back of my head that Svardi have it different. Well, you do answer a name. Well, and there's no vav, right? You do have a vav, but you answer a main. Okay, so it's machlekes rishonim, but I think it's the sheet of Tosfos and the support down in the Ramban, the Shulchan Aruch. Certainly, this is the way Ashkenazim are knowing. There's no main. There's a vav to be mechaberet. What's the idea? Because the way to the Arevus is through the Lasik. Lasik, to toil, if a person confronts the difficulty of Limud HaTorah, and I don't mean mamish, you know, the difficulty of that I can't sit still, but I mean the difficulty of that this is hard. And it's so hard that it would be easier to just give up and say, okay, let somebody else figure this out. I'll go to Shir, I'll get it then. But to understand when the words of the Gemara are hard on whatever level you're learning, are hard to figure out how to read it, where to put the commas. That's a Melas Patera. Hard to understand the Lumdus, hard to understand why Tezis Kashas is Shver. Does that mean that I was learning the wrong Pshat of the Gemara? If I wasn't bothered by Tezis Kashas, do I have to go back and start again? Those hardships, that's the Lasik B'Divrei Seirah. And when you get through that, at the end of the Lasik B'Divrei Seirah, you're Zechet HaBaharev, no. That's where the Arevus comes from. The Chazon Ish writes this very beautifully. The Chazon Ish writes about how a person needs to apply himself in his Limud HaTorah, even in ways that his Seichel finds overbearing, finds burdensome, and at the end of that process, it's niftachu loy sharei oira that come with a oineg ein kates, an endless pleasure. Chazon Ish obviously is talking from personal experience. He said the endless pleasure that comes, the indescribable pleasure that comes of being a rangitan in learning, shakua in learning, comes as the result of, at the end of a process of forcing yourself through, forcing yourself to remain focused even when it's hard, think deeply even when it's hard. It's always easier to just drop it, just, you know, say, okay, that's good enough, whatever I understood, but to force yourself to go further in the secret, to go deeper in the secret, to try to understand better, that's how one arrives at this schar of the being to be sus v'sameach u'mis'aneg b'limudai. In the Svar Mekadeshim, it says that on the end of Shavuos, you know, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says there are Baruch Hashanim. It says that Shavuos is when we're nidain on the Paris Elon. But the Svar Mekadeshim, various ways of connecting it to what it says in the Mishnah, but the Maisa, there's the Yisoy that you find in various Svar Mekadeshim that Shavuos is a Yom HaDin on Mesikus HaTeira. On how much a person will be zeichet to taste the sweetness of Torah. That's nidan on the end of Shavuos. A person, as we're going into the Yom Tov, we should try, obviously, you know, there's a chetzi l'Hashem, we're going to spend extra time learning, it's long, long afternoons, there's a long night, right? There's a minute to stay up at night learning Torah. But that's not because he's supposed to learn less Torah over Shavuos, it's because he's supposed to learn more Torah over Shavuos. So, you know, it's not a quince to stay up at night and then sleep the whole entire afternoon, both days, to catch up for the lost sleep. But you have to catch up on the sleep. Yeah, a person needs sleep. Yeah, stay up all night, you have to be mashlim that. But there's long, long afternoons, opportunities to learn Torah. It could be in Perek Merubah, it could be in any Sefer in the Beis Medrash. But in applying yourself in Limud HaTorah and Esek HaTorah over the Yom Shavuos, it's a skula for being zeichet to a Mesikus HaTorah in the coming year.